All right, welcome to the
family. Now, you know what? You know what's crazy? Let's not introduce the show. Like, let's just come in with banter and then, like, kind of like, because we trying to, like, kind of like jack off what they do almost like as like a stunt, right? So,
all I heard is jack off.
You guys need us to jack you off? Is that what we're supposed to be doing here?
Is that
the intro to the
show?
All right. So we're gonna let Miles introduce the show, right?
Yeah, right. I'll introduce the show with them on the show. So my name is Miles, and I'm just gonna like spontaneously switch to this camera. And this is like my new camera. Well, this ain't on the camera right now, but this is it's gonna be me. And I'm gonna tell you, even though you see me like halfway in this apartment, I'm gonna tell you guys, welcome to the Play Myself show now. My name is Miles.
And I'm Mo.
And B.
And V. And we have the one and only.
Hi, my name's Echo.
I'm Anne-Marie. We're the roster. So you're not
Tell me. I'm telling you, we got the one and only. I'm trying to steal my Thunder Girls.
I'm sorry.
The Thunder Girls.
Are they can you give us a sign when we're supposed to go?
If I have to, but then that would be like liking it rough, though, huh? Oh, what are we doing?
Listen, I want to apologize. I know at least one of you has a girlfriend. Anything that Echo and I say is in no way trying to make you uncomfortable. It's just sort of who we are. Please listen to our podcast, at Rouser Podcast. I'm no interest in stealing your man.
I do.
Echo!
That's why Echo's my favorite, because she's keeping it buck.
Oh, God.
No, Echo's always giving away her plots.
Yeah, I'm Echo's a fan first. Hey, ladies, I'm a fan first.
It's Echo, emphasis on the hoe.
Let's get it. So, Ant, anything you can say? Ant is the clearest, so you got to come on, Pop. You know what, though? I'm going to put them in with you. Y'all is always going to be in, ladies.
Yeah, keep them in.
Yeah.
Good, because I like to look at myself on the screen.
There you go.
There you go.
Talk about me.
I just like to know if there's anything on my face at all.
My cheekbones really show through from far away.
Mm-hmm. So?
So it's just good to look at them. I appreciate my facial structure.
All right, man. Hey, we can appreciate things like that. But, let's do the whole intro part over. So, and because we did that, it was so informal. Let's just do it like with all of us here and I think it'd be dope. And I'll go first, even though I got like the worst shot. But my name is Miles.
And I'm Mo.
And I'm MP.
And this is Play Myself show. So y'all in our territory. Show's not as big as yours.
I like being in your territory. It's kind of nice in here.
I know. Heard it before. But what I'm trying to tell you guys is I'm here as a fan. You know what I mean? Because I seen what y'all was doing. I've seen it for years. Not years, like months. I've really
been
like,
years.
Y'all probably been doing it for years, but I've seen it for months. And I was like, you know, this is the new woman right here. You know, because these girls, they speak their mind. And I felt like, a lot of people do what they do, but nobody says it like they do. And that really, like, intrigued me to fuck with y'all. So here I go.
One of the things that Echo and I did when we first started our podcast is we sort of took all of the shame that we had collectively and we just lit it on fire. So we don't have any of that anymore. So we just say anything.
Nah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I fuck with y'all. Cause like, y'all are really like, I'm not going to say y'all my heroes because I'll never tell anybody. Like, it's hard for me to say things like that.
You guys are out here deep-throating. You're my heroes.
And that's my thing. It's like, yo, how did y'all get to that when it came to
deep-throating? I know.
You
know
it like, really how you going to make your show the way y'all made it? And that's my thing.
What was the question? Sorry. I'm distracted.
No, so like, when it became like, what was your show about in the beginning?
Sex, always sex.
All right.
Actually, it was like we originally came up with the idea because we kind of hated that it was taboo for women to talk about like sex and stuff, and we had gotten into exploring our own sexuality. So it was really like so dumb that there was a double standard for men, that men can just like say all this stuff like, oh yeah, her pussy's so wet, her ass is tight. But like, if we say something like a dude's got a thick dick, now all of a sudden I'm crass.
Yeah, guys say that like they need a penicillin shot before they fuck me. I'm just
nobody says that. She speaks.
Yeah, talk of you.
No.
Nah, I feel you on that though. Cause it's like, and like that's the way I always felt about listening to podcasts and listening to people just like acting like they're talking heavy or acting like they're talking the truth and they're being themselves. And I'm like, yo, you lying, because it's never like that.
That was a big issue we had with Call Her Daddy. Like when we started our show, it was right before Call Her Daddy fell apart. And so for us, it was like, no, we're really out here like living that life, like day to day. And certain people who've hosted that show have never done anal. And so I just can't respect that as a sex podcaster.
Oh, yeah. You've got your shit completely blown out if you want to try to start telling other people how to do it. You know what I'm saying?
But it was like, as the show kind of fell apart, it was so weird to watch because we once aspired so much to them. But it was like, as that show broke down over time, it was like, we were what they claimed to be. Like, we were the best friends who were out in the casual dating scene, who were trying to figure out what all of this stuff was about and how to talk about it and who we were. And so it was kind of cool to watch it go from an aspiration to like our daily life.
Nah, I feel you on that. That is kind of dope. What y'all got to say about that, guys? Ant, first?
I mean, it takes courage to do that to me.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because...
So can I guess your dick sizes?
Oh my God, we're done.
You know what, though? You, like, we being polite and shit, and then y'all...
I was dying to guess.
Y'all trying to make this shit your show. Hold on, man. All right.
Let's get to it.
Go ahead, and I'm on you then. You know what? I'm gonna put y'all on the same screen because this is like y'all trying to like be flagrant with us, and we here for the bullshit. So,
all right. So does that mean continue to be flagrant or tone it down?
Do what you gotta do.
Shut the fuck up.
I can do either. Do what you gotta do. So, Ant, talk heavy.
I mean, they said they was gonna say something.
Alright, I'm gonna say something.
You really guess your dick size? Because I'm really good at guessing.
He's like, wait, can we get back to the dick size guessing? I was into that.
Listen, so it's like, yo, if you guess a dude dick size, like, and you on the show, right? And this is Miles talking. If a motherfucker tell you some different shit than another motherfucker, you think that motherfucker gonna admit that shit? It's almost some shit like, yo, you gotta see.
No, but like on this side, I need everybody to let me know if I was right or not.
But who are you? You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, if we doing that, like, I'm not. I like.
I've just seen a lot of dicks. I've seen a lot of dicks. I've just seen a lot of dicks. So it's like sometimes when I look at a person, I can almost guess what
they're doing. We know.
I can just like almost guess.
Look, we fans. I'm just going to put us all on the screen because, like, so I don't have to fuck with this shit. But what I'm trying to tell you is we fans. So if y'all on that shit, like, and then you trying to do all that other shit, Echo, because I already know your style, it is not going to matter because, like, we know you.
Oh, good.
We've seen you before. It's fun.
You know all about me.
It's fun, though. I'm just telling you, like, it ain't like, I'm not surprised, you know what I mean? Like, but I, like I said, my biggest shit come from the appreciation of people like you because I feel like you the new woman, and like as many girls in our chat or people who don't like to acknowledge that, they need to listen to y'all show because what y'all saying is like real shit when it comes to anybody.
We just want people to have like really happy, healthy, enthusiastic sex and to be like so into it and enjoy what they're doing and be like free enough to experiment and not feel weird about it. And that's for men and for women, which surprises people. We have like a 50-50 split in our audience.
Mm-hmm.
gender. So, I mean, it's really just as helpful for men as it is for women to hear these things.
I listen to y'all shit, and at first I'll be embarrassed, but I'm like, nah, like what she's saying is like, yo, it's some real shit, but I wasn't that dude. But at the same time, I get it, huh?
It's like a trick. We lure people in with like, hey, we're talking about sex in such a cool, open way. And then we drop knowledge bombs in there too. And it's like, because their minds already open to what we're saying, they're like receiving all the good information too. That's what we're hoping.
That's what y'all hoping? I'm gonna tell you what you're doing. You know that you making certain girls uncomfortable, but I'll be thinking like, you know, it might be like a strategy from them. If that means y'all, that you're saying that, yo, you're getting top notch people on your show. So like you're still on your journey as far as like being a podcaster, being an influencer. And I respect that more than anything. But when I see what y'all do and like how authentic y'all stay, that's what like my admiration comes from.
We just have so much fun, and I'm sure that you guys can relate to that.
Yeah, we have fun too. Not like y'all. You could just fuck an Uber driver.
Once we get the like weed and alcohol rolling in between us with all of our mental illnesses, things just get a little out of hand.
I mean, that's subjective. That mean that you might not be able to be handled sometimes or whatever, but I get it. So let me start this off because I feel like it's like kind of like we can. I feel like y'all feel that way too. So I got a prep question for y'all.
Okay.
It's like, what's that other thing? Like, let's talk about. I want you guys to talk about on your show when you said it has to be one more thing, another thing for somebody to get the pussy.
Sex and
we all gonna do a story about it, and then you just chime in when you feel necessary. But I want you guys to kind of describe what we talking about, because
okay,
people who don't listen to you might not know.
I love that you brought this up. We have a segment called Roster Vocab, and we just have some words, some phrases that are really important. Mm-hmm. And sex and has been pivotal for both of us, I think.
The reason for that being, I specifically know that I'm guilty of like just settling for like the bare minimum, especially when it comes to sex partners. If I'm horny or
like fuck anyone,
so we established.
No. There's more to that, but I'm gonna wait.
No, but we established that like for our own benefit. We always have to be getting sex and something else. So someone could bring sex and jokes. That you're gonna laugh about.
Or sex maybe, and weed is the most weed. Common, I think.
Love sex and weed. Sex and money is a great one. Yeah. If you're bringing sex and money, you're great. Sex and food is another good one.
That's such a
sex
good one.
And.
Sometimes, though, it can just be like sex and you make me laugh so fucking hard. You know, like sex and you have a cool ass personality and no one else.
As long as you
does.
Can come up with one and.
Yeah.
You're good.
It's like you can't just fuck someone because you're horny and they asked you to.
All right, so Echo. We all college grads here, and we, of course, it's like a posed question. So we understand the concept of it, and this is just for the people. But the question is, give us your best, not your last, your best sex and story.
Sex and I got to go to my first NBA game just like last month, which was super fun.
Okay.
I want to fuck NBA players, so it was a great intro for me.
I've gotten sex and a lot of flights.
Don't give me your roster, girl. I'm telling you, like, what was your best goddamn sex and story? Like, yo, the shit you told in the show was crazy. Sex and lozenges, or sex and whatever.
Sex and lozenges.
That's the same guy.
She got the NBA game and the lozenges. It was a great experience.
He is also a professional athlete himself, and I don't want to give away too many details because he'll get really pissed at me, but it's like the coolest sexy end also because
it's clout. Yeah, she gets to carry around a little bit of clout when she hangs out.
I can't tell anyone about it. But.
Yep, I love that sexy end right there. Good heart chemistry. Sex and anything.
I feel like
it's up to you.
I've actually been known to settle for sex and I don't hate you.
Listen, we ain't gonna have y'all fuck the show up while y'all doing this. Like, you're being too safe. I don't know who your friend is, and I don't care because that's not me. You know what I mean? Like, me and him could be in the same position one day. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to say, like, yo, sex to me, sex and dinner, the best shit. But it's like dinner, then sex, right? But that's from a male perspective.
You know, does it have to be home cooked?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I can't DoorDash you. That doesn't hit the same.
If I put it on a plate.
Nah, it don't hit the same. I'm keeping it a buck. It don't hit the same for me.
Oh, man.
It don't hit the same for you.
That's fine. I mean, we're not the girls for you, clearly.
It's just I feel like every dude dick got an extra half an inch to grow when some and shit happened. That's why I said it. So now.
I feel like it's deeper when I get a big ring.
That makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if a guy's like, and I'm bringing weed, my throat's like, so deep.
Do you guys think that the NBA guy didn't get throated super deep that night, that he didn't get to do whatever he wanted with my body?
So why are you trying to bring this to the community? Nah, you're bugging. We're trying to bring new content to the community. And what we're asking you is, what's your best Echo? Now I'm picking at you, Echo. Echo, what is your best sex and story? Point blank, period, girl.
I don't know what that means, though. Like, what do you mean by story?
A time where the and made the sex better, or the just like how you described it on your show. This is kind of like a plug for you, and I feel like we're doing too much.
I feel like I responded if you want to get sassy about it, but I'll respond again, and I'll tell you that sex and, honestly, I know a lot of people have like an emotional connection to sex, and so it makes it so much better when you know someone well, and you have chemistry, and you're into it, and like, I don't give a fuck. Which is why, like, sex and was so important is because I just, like, love sex so much. When people are around me and I'm horny, I want to have sex with them. So sex and for me, like, is there something that just made the sex feel so much better? Yeah, a good oral technique, a big dick.
There you go.
Sex and, if that's your question.
It wasn't.
Sex and a big dick.
Because I asked for a story and you're telling me, you're giving me theory. It's okay.
Okay.
Let Emery go because, Echo, we got beef. Go ahead.
See, I tell a story where I gave a great sex and because I actually don't usually do great at giving.
Play myself.
So sex and, I drove 5 hours to the guy. He's not even from that town. He was working in that town, so I drove 5 hours to him. I fucked him. Then I did his laundry and cleaned his apartment. Wow. Like, he had a little house. And then I drove home. So I'm not really sure what I got out of the exchange, but he got sex in a lot, specifically. That's why we had to implicate those types of rules, though, is because Akko and I are guilty of doing exactly what modern culture has done to us, and that is making our sex life about men as well. You know what I'm saying? So we have to implicate these types of rules for ourselves just to like almost check in and be like, hey, you're good too, yo, right? You're having a good time here. So for me, that was a period of time pre-sexy end. That was when I was giving all sex and getting no sex end.
I like that. That was honest, play myself-ish. Like, thank you, Emery, for that. Echo, you need another example?
No.
Echo once got sex and a love cactus. It still hasn't died yet.
Ooh, damn. Don't look, she looking at me like she from Alaska.
Exactly.
I'm just like a black dude, the first black dude she ever seen. And I know that ain't.
Oh, no, there's a lot of those that come in and out of Echo's bed.
So, Ant, you want to go?
I want Mo to go. She's kind of quiet today.
Ooh. Mo said he was going to be quiet. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
I am a little quiet, but I like Elliot's answer. You know, how he said sex and good chemistry. That's always a good.
I need a story, Mo.
I don't really have a story. And you're not going to make me tell one.
Okay.
So sorry, guys.
All right, so Ant, just go then, son, because maybe I need to revamp this segment. But I just feel like that was a good topic because I feel like, yo, what get me to the yard is that extra effort. But when the female say sex and it's more about that extra effort, and that could go both ways. You know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. that extra effort can go so many ways. But like, how I'm gonna do my thing dick wise, it's only about that and everything else is regular. It's regular.
Yeah, and it makes a big difference for us too. I just like, unfortunately, Echo and I used to lead such like different lives pre-podcast where it's like almost like we didn't know how to set boundaries or how to enjoy things for ourselves.
Yeah, no, 100%. And sex is so different from women.
Because I heard the high school stories. I did my homework.
But sex for women and men, it can be so different in that way. Like, the way that there is a stigma attached to it, it's like a lot of women feel guilty for exploring sex in any way, and so they end up not enjoying it. Like, I had missionary sex for 6 years with a dude who I really cared about, and I didn't even start masturbating with a vibrator until after that relationship ended.
Maybe this was a different sex podcast I was listening to, but...
No, because that's what I'm saying is that we started the podcast and it was just before that when that relationship ended.
I'm you built. First of all, I'm coming from a place of gratitude. I enjoy you ladies on here. I'm super pumped. If you ask anybody that know me, they're like, yo, these girls are coming, let them come on. Like, this is a, you know what I mean? This is a Zoom call. I'm like, nah, this is the roster. So that's what I'm saying. Did I hear this on the roster where somebody said, missionary style is this the new shit? Is you getting a chance to see men twerk?
Honestly,
because if bitch watch you doing missionary style, she looking at you twerking that ass. Was it
honestly? One of the things too, though, is we call our listeners missionaries. So when we say things missionary style, sometimes we're referring to that. But when it comes to missionary sex, I absolutely mostly just love that a man can get right up on my G-spot in missionary. That's my attachment to it.
Do you ever
the twerking is a bonus. If I had a mirror, I'm going to add a mirror.
Oh, say that again. Add a mirror. Go ahead.
I know. I might add a mirror, yeah, so I could see the ass getting thrown back a little. I never considered that. That's brilliant. I might put one on there. That's why you have the mirror then, your bed. See, you can wash their asses again. Damn, okay. I'm misusing my bedroom mirror. I've got it facing me this whole time.
Sheets later.
But you can look at yourself, too. Which one do you think I'm more interested in?
It's questionable at this
point. Nasty shit. Like, I'm a nasty motherfucker too, so I dig you. Like,
yeah, it's the hottest when you're looking at it together.
Oh, you guys want to see my puppy? Sorry to interrupt. This is my puppy.
You fucked the show up with that shit. They're gonna have to come get that. We're gonna get demonetized.
Taco Bell.
Sorry.
Yeah, y'all be going to sheets late night on the weed.
Oh, we love weed.
No, we don't go to Sheets a lot now.
Honestly, we DoorDash a lot.
Yeah.
Because
that's why we suggested it as like a dinner date.
Yeah. I actually lead a double life, to be honest. Not that you asked, but I do lead a double life. I'm a mom, and I actually have a whole separate apartment where I raise my child. And then when he's with his dad, I come here and I stay in this room with Echo, and I DoorDash everything.
Hold on. Y'all, you live in a different apartment right next to her? Because I know
about... No, it's in a different town. I actually live like 40 minutes away from Echo's apartment.
You lying.
Dead serious. Dead ass. I got two beds. I got two beds. This is my second bed. This is where I do my whole shit away from my kid. He doesn't need that in his life.
Oh, man. I fuck with it, though. Nah, I respect it. Like I said...
He's six. He's very impressionable. He doesn't need that kind of life with the men coming in and out. I mean, so I keep it very separate from him.
Oh, you sound like a book.
A book?
You sound like a book. So
is it a litter abaca? At least.
So Ant is on here. I'm gonna put everybody's name on the screen because it's like it's kind of irritating me too. But after I say this, I was talking to Ant earlier and I was like, "Yo, imagine if you had to wear your body count on your arm."
That'd be crazy,
right? And then go ahead.
Imagine we live in a world where we're not ashamed for it, though, because then it's like a badge of who fucks, yo. You know, you're like looking, you're like, that person probably knows what they're doing because they've got a lot of marks on their arm.
Nah. I'm not even saying like that. I'm talking about this shit. Just like a number, right? So say like if you had to rock that number on your arm, right? We just talking heavy right now, right? Like this is what this show is about. We're going to do that. So you have to wear that on your arm. When you wear that on your arm, it's more about like tomorrow you come home, you had a 17 yesterday, and today your shit is an 18, and you're in a relationship. You're not, people be lying.
Ooh, so but the here's the thing on the roster, we say once you get tested, your body calories.
You ain't shit.
I mean, like, it's a new body at that point. You fuck the old body. I don't know.
Wow. I respect it though. No, I respect it.
You have to turn me back to zero every time.
No, I respect it, but I'm just saying, like, yo, that's just
almost none of anyone's business, in my opinion, how many people I've fucked. It's just like, if my pussy doesn't have a disease, that's your business for sure. But other than that, what's happened to my pussy or in my pussy is none of your fucking business unless I want it to be. So when people like get into body counts a lot, I really do feel like mine resets when I get tested. I'm like, my pussy's clean. The rest isn't any of your business.
In a world where I had a number, I have a number. Say I have a number tattooed on my bicep of how many people I've fucked, and like that's the law. I'm also getting a jersey
with the number.
No, listen. Again, how I look at y'all two of the bravest women I ever met in my life, and we just meeting today, right? But what I'm saying is, if I'm thinking about writing a movie and I'm like, yo, imagine if you had to write your body count on your arm. And I'm not going to be 70 years old just sucking motherfuckers off.
Even though that's my opinion.
I mean, here's the thing. It's like a lot of people are off put by body counts, especially if you're looking for a relationship. But then there are some people who might look at that number and be turned on by the fact that it's real high and that you're real old. There's a market for everything in
this. I'm telling you this shit. Look, I'm not giving you theory. What I'm trying to tell you is, what if the talk that Ant and I had earlier, and now you know who Ant is, it was like, yo, what if you had to wear your body count on your arm? How much would that change relationships?
Oh, my God.
You had to. This is a fucking question. Like, if you had to wear your body count on your arm, how, even though, like, I agree with you guys, like, but how crazy would that make relationships?
Honestly, I want to say that in my personal relationship that I have a boyfriend, we have really open communication. So if you're in a healthy relationship and you're communicating openly, I would hope it wouldn't matter too much unless you were cheating on someone. And at that point, you deserve to feel a little shitty, unfortunately. I've been there. I've been the cheater. But like, I've also been the one opening up to like, okay, I'm an asshole here.
Yeah, but I thought about back community. Go ahead, Mo.
I don't think it would change anything. I think if everybody had to wear a body count on their sleeve or on their arm, then it's just going to become the new norm.
I agree with that. You said that in a relationship too.
We would become less important because we all have one.
What Ant is saying, what he's about to say, is what I'm trying to say. It's theory. It's not fact. So if you had to, like, if the law came tomorrow, like, all right, the government was like, we know your body count. Yo, show up for your COVID shot. Show up for your body count tat tomorrow. We know your body count. They didn't tell you what you think your body count is. They're just going to tat some shit on your arm. And they say it's a chip in this that is going to change every time you fuck.
And that's what you've been trying to say this whole time.
Yeah, I ain't shit, though. I ain't shit.
Yeah, like you, that was not implied whatsoever.
You know what Echo is doing? Echo's trying to get back on top. Nah, I control this. I control this, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The only time you can control Echo is if your penis is near her and your hands on her throat.
Listen, you control the conversation plenty. You're welcome for that.
I got this. So answer the question, like, good, go ahead, Aunt, because you were saying it right. And, like, that's what I was trying. I just wanted to say that because Echo was looking at me like I'm the first black person she ever seen.
I was saying that.
Yeah, I'm just so terrified of black people. I've never seen one before. Hi, what would it be like to see a black person in real life?
I like this. Go ahead, though.
But look at it like you're not in a relationship. How about that? Mm. I mean, how many people do you think that you'll be able to talk to if you did have that number on you?
Well, honestly, having a roster podcast is almost essentially like having a body count on your body.
People assume it's in the hundreds.
They assume it's everyone. And you know, so it's like you walk around and you're basically wearing a scarlet letter. So what I can say to you is it doesn't affect me as much as it used to. But early on, there were some people who were really rude about it. But there were just as many people who thought it was so hot that I was so comfortable with my sexuality. It was exactly a 50-50 split, in my opinion. And then eventually, I started to filter out those annoying people, and now I almost never interact with anyone who's, like, rude about it. And if they are, it just, like, doesn't faze me as much as it used to, I don't think.
Nice.
It's all about, like, your self-concept, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, like, answer my next question. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, would you be embarrassed about your account?
Yeah, no, honestly, because of our podcast, I've had to really learn to not be embarrassed about the number of people I have sex with, unfortunately. I feel like people assume my specific number is way higher than it is, but actually, like, it's way lower than, like, people I've interacted with. I'm like, oh, wow, yours is higher than mine. I'm a hoe. Okay, it's nice to meet you.
But that's definitely, like, all subjective.
Can we all agree? You get better at anything you do off practice.
Practice, right?
So, like, if my assumption, like, if Echo could suck dick the way she said she could suck dick, right? I think it's cap sometime, but whatever, right? If she could, right?
We could send you some reviews. We actually have live reviews.
I'm just trying to tell
you. I'm video.
Can I do my segment? I'm saying if it's an assumption from me, from Miles right now, right? I'm just like, damn, if that's the case, she had to suck a lot of dicks. That's the only thing I could think. It's not like you was practicing on a cucumber and the cucumber was perfect every fucking day. So if anybody like, yo, my wife is perfect, my girl is perfect, she can do this. I'm like, no. She was doing that on a motherfucker before you.
But like,
have you ever had a woman put her life on the line for your dick?
Come on.
Like, you're afraid that actually she's going to lose consciousness because she won't stop sucking your dick?
No, I never had that. That's
like, we're talking about even the throat, like, she can't breathe, but she doesn't necessarily have the will to live.
I mean, it's pretty minimal.
No, I think, like, a lot of people assume that, but it's like, again, there's another part of their brain that is like, I wonder what it's like to have my dick sucked by someone who knows what they're doing that well. And so it really, it has this factor for me specifically. I think it almost has the opposite effect of what I anticipated it to have, I guess, where it's like, people are like, I want you to look at my dick and tell me what it looks like to you because you're an expert. I need you to suck my dick because you're an expert. You know, like, it's like,
I mean,
I also see it as like a challenge. Like, I like to put it.
I can't stand up right now, but I'll tell you this, right? I hear what you're saying, and that's exactly what I'm saying. But for you to be like that and even have that confidence, there has to be a measuring stick, right? So, like, your measuring stick is the before bitch or whatever, right or wrong. Like, your measuring stick has to be, like, you have to have...
Yeah, like, every girl who's ever sucked his dick before. Like, yeah, I've popped them off.
Like, none of y'all can cook. We know that, right? Because we already established that, right? Y'all can't cook.
No,
they can't cook.
I'm an amazing cook, actually.
They prefer DoorDash. No, it's cool. We talking about sex. We're not doing that. I'm just saying, like, y'all prefer cooking. Okay. I don't prefer cooking.
It's fine. When it's nice that you guys were insulted about it first, though, before you moved on.
It's not even an insult.
He's drinking. He is combative while she's drinking.
Oh, gosh. And Echo, can you Echo, what's the first line in your Tinder profile?
Three cats, three degrees, many flaws.
No, keep going to the part where you like to get beat by a motherfucker. Keep going to that shit.
Oh, wait, no, is that mine? Oh, hurt me.
Yeah, mine just says hurt me, daddy.
So, hurt me, daddy. Oh, that's you, A? It hurt me, daddy.
Yeah, but a lot of that came from emotional trauma that I got from men that I met on Tinder. It was me being kind of salty when I made it. It really got me a lot of rough sex. It was great. It worked out well for me. I thought the trigger daddies that was you.
So does hurt me, daddy always mean hurt me, daddy? So it's like this: if I tell you, right, like you say you could cook, right? Echo, you say you could cook, right? Echo, did I spell your name right on the screen? I'm a horrible. I got dyslexia.
I cannot cook. She can.
No, that's spelled your name right?
Yes, you spelled it right.
All
right.
So what I'm trying to tell you is this. If I say, yo, Echo, you know, I ain't have a meal like this since the crib. I'm talking about moms. You're going to get offended because I compared you. So how you get compared to a dick suck?
How I get compared is this is the best dick sucking I've ever received.
But I feel like,
and no one else has ever done this. You've surpassed all of it.
Because I feel like if the dick gets so good, everybody say that at that time.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. So what else am I supposed to think? I'm going to make up other theories about it?
I know. I'm shooting you bell right now. I'm saying like, yo, you know, like when I hear you talk, you know that thing go down.
Deep.
Exactly. So don't get me like that, like that. Like, I know who I'm talking to.
A big reason why, like, Echo and I do anything is, like I said before, mentally ill. We have a very small will to live. So when it comes to a man's pleasure, because our father's a baby such as children, we're willing to die for it. We're really willing to die for that. Very willing to put our life directly on the line for a man's pleasure. So we have to incorporate rules. I eat earlier sex in
to
protect ourselves from ourselves.
We gotta clap for that. Hold on. That's Amy Reese saying she's willing to put her life on the line for a man's pleasure.
Same in return, and it's like if you're not giving me that, then I will find my way into your wallet eventually.
Ooh, I feel that though. I feel like
I might find my way in there either way. Honestly, I am kind of.
I feel like Echo's acting shy right now, but. I feel like Echo's acting shy, but I feel like I'm picking on Echo because, like, her and I handled the business side, so we kind of have a relationship.
Well,
maybe.
That's the problem.
Well, or not. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't think I'm particularly saying, like, shy.
I just feel like you acting shy right now. Because Marie is like, she's shooting you bell. She's like your publicist.
I got a question.
So I think whenever Echo starts talking, you jump in, so so I mean that could be a reason too, you know?
So Mo,
no, and it's great because you jump in immediately to say something negative, you have to discredit me, which has been fun the whole time.
No, so okay, Mo, take it from here. Mo's my co-host. I'm gonna go get this blip. Go ahead, Mo. Take it from here.
Okay, all right. So I'm actually interested in what do you guys do outside of the podcast? You know, like what
the job? So then,
yeah, what's
you should answer since you've been talking a lot because you're so shy.
No, we both work in offices, honestly, so it's really boring day work, but we have a lot of freedom, and it actually allows us time sometimes to do the creative parts of the show that we're not able to otherwise, because we both have very busy lives, so it can be difficult sometimes, and I'm sure you guys can relate to that, having three people in a show, getting schedules to line up, finding time to do everything you need to do, and also having your real life on the side. It can be a struggle.
Yes. I also said earlier, I'm a mom. Right. So I have a 6-year-old son. So I spend a lot of time watching cartoons and Minecraft, making meals, cleaning up messes. Aside from work, I spend a lot of time worshiping Nicki Minaj. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Most of my time is worshiping Nicki Minaj.
Same.
I'd say 70% of my time.
I'm from Queens. So yeah.
He's honestly my biggest celebrity crush. If I could have a gangbang, at least including her and Big Sean, I could die happy at that point.
When I found out the ass is fake, that shit fucked me up. But
honestly, fake or not, the money's real. She's real as fuck. Honestly, if you listen to her lyrics, she's real. That's where a lot of the bad bitch energy from the podcast comes from, though, is from Nicki Minaj. I worship her. She's in my head all day, every day. I'm like, ain't a such thing as broken handsome, girl. Get it in your head.
When y'all break down rap lyrics, that's the funniest shit I ever fucking heard in my life.
We do have a segment called Rap Genius.
Listen to y'all for 10 minutes. When motherfuckers said, I got boogers in my ear. You was like, he said, I got yellow boogers in my ear. You like, the sound of boogers makes my pussy dry. Type shit. I was like, he talking about diamonds.
Like, yeah, but it's like, if you were to say, I've got a time into my ears, my pussy's wet, and then you say boogers, and it has a reverse drying effect.
Like, even now, knowing that that means diamonds, it's so gorgeous.
Yeah. It's not a good nickname for diamonds, and it's almost as many letters.
I love how Echo knew, and you didn't know.
Nah, she corrected her.
Nah, but sometimes they don't be knowing the same.
Yeah, nah, they didn't. Yo, I'm talking about, it was like a wasted podcast time, but as a real fan, I was like, yo, I'm going to see how long this shit take. I was rolling. it kept me going. You know what I mean? She was like, and like, they played a song. It's dope. And that's some behind the scenes shit. But like, they played the song and he was like, yo, boogers in my ear. He was like, how'd it go? Because I know y'all know it. I don't really know it. I didn't ever listen to that. Can you say it? Cause so they can hear. Cause they didn't listen to it.
I can pull it up for sure.
Oh shit!
But will you tell me about how it originated while I bring the thing?
Rap Genius.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm obsessed with rap music. Like I listen to it all day, every day, like nonstop. I talk about rap culture. I talk about rap theory. I talk about lyrics. I talk about everything rap. But when it comes to Echo, there's like a disconnect between like the lingo.
I listen to Taylor Swift.
So sometimes I'll be like, Echo, I just heard, like another one we did on Rap Genius was Cardi B said, I ran down on a bitch, she almost pissed on her leg. And we spent a really long time talking about what it could possibly mean to run down on a bitch. Is it sexual?
So here were the lyrics from our most recent episode with the Rap Genius in it, which is actually, it's called Suck My Clit, which I think a lot of people will be interested in. But the lyrics verbatim were, my earlobes got them yellow boogers like I sneezed in that bitch. Achoo. Your 808 is dry. You need to put some grease in that bitch.
Hey.
Yeah, that was kind of trash.
That was trash. No, don't tell them that, because that's their shit. Like, they broke that whole shit down for like fucking 20
years. No, this is the thing. I always have to look for, because Echo also has 3 degrees, as she said earlier. I have to look for stuff that she won't be able to guess what it is. But when I got to the yellow boogers, I was like, there's no way she's going to know what yellow boogers are, because I didn't. And I listened to a lot of rap.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
Like, I have to Google it.
I sat there and listened to that shit like, yo, maybe she has a point. Maybe I don't know something. Maybe I don't know what boogers in the air is.
It just like feels like not a cute adjective. And like diamonds to me are like luxury. They're not boogers. Like boogers are snot. They're not good.
Who chose it? Trash. Who chose that?
Boogers is garbage. Boogers is not diamonds.
It's a lyric. Yo, it's so funny. But now I love that. Dude, that was one of my things. I was like, yo, I got to ask him about that booger shit.
Honestly, we would be willing to at any moment during this episode for you guys to give us a Rap Genius and we'll tell you what it means. We'll break it apart. If you have any lyrics you're just sitting on, I'm ready.
I can't speak for mode.
Full Rap Genius mode.
I can honestly tell you, for Ant and me, there's no rap shit that we don't understand. Like, for what it is.
Yeah,
Mo just don't listen to he don't listen to rap like that. He don't listen.
Well, let's talk about Nicki Minaj for a quick second while you're vulnerable. I'm gonna need you to go ahead and listen to Nicki Minaj's album Queen.
What does that mean to me, though? Queen don't mean shit to me.
It doesn't mean anything to you as a male, but as a woman, queen means everything.
That's how I feel. Every woman is a queen to me. But
yeah, exactly. But and a lot of women aren't queens to themselves. That's the problem. It's just a lot of women don't see themselves that way. And so Nicki Minaj radiates the same energy that I hope I do, where she wants other women to feel like queens. And if you don't feel like a queen, you're inferior. That's how she is. She's like, you're a queen or you're a pussy.
We're not doing that with Nicki. We're not doing that with Nicki and me. Because she's my girl. Yeah, that's your girl, right? Who's her man?
Honestly, he to me is nothing to do with her music. It's like I don't necessarily know if I respect her, but if I had a child with anyone, or respect her husband, but if I had a child with anybody, I think like there are a lot of things I would in my head make excuses for or overlook or forgive or whatever. I've been guilty of doing that in relationships, so.
Yeah,
when it comes to that, I'm not saying I love every decision the girl makes. I just think she's a badass person. She's a great role model for women.
No, me too. But I thought you were trying to give her that other clout. And it's like, nah, I'm not going to give her that. But that's me.
No, 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 no. But I honestly think if you listen... You listen to any clip of her talking, she's so empowering. She really just like lifts women up and herself up too. It's like it's magnetic.
You from Erie, right?
Yeah.
Pennsylvania. Who else from there? Future from there? Is Future from there?
No, I don't think he's from Erie, but we have like in Pittsburgh is really close to us. So like Wiz Khalifa's from here, Mac Miller's from here. Philadelphia is like a couple hours from us. That's
seven.
That's where Meek Mill's from. I like to count him as part of my group. He's from my hood. He's from 6 hours from me.
Hey, listen. Yes, need to listen. Yes, need to listen. Hey, y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yes, you're getting us.
Yeah. I know about
Pittsburghese.
I know the difference between Pittsburghese and Philadelphia.
When we speak, actually, where we're from, because we're a little bit closer to, like, New York, we've actually been told we have a lot of New York in our accents. Like, though we say the word both.
It's with an L in it,
but there's not the one there. But
do y'all write up? Y'all write up?
Like, we?
Write up in New York mean way different than what it do from where you at.
Weed?
No, what does red up mean? Red the house up. What that mean then?
I don't know. I don't know.
You visit the house. You know the people who live inside.
So I'm on some real Pittsburgh shit right now. So Pittsburgh red up is like, yo, clean the house up. Like, don't clean it, but like make it like presentable.
Okay, now that you're saying it, I've definitely heard someone saying that.
Yeah, exactly.
But like Pittsburgh is just like 2 hours south from us, so it's like crazy the difference in the dialect. We'll hear people calling cars buggies.
Yeah, that's why when I was I try to shoot you some bear early with the Sheets comment, right? Like, I'm like, yo, y'all gonna meet at Sheets after? Because you know what Sheets
is. Oh, and you thought that was gonna be like Wawa, like big deal to us?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's really not as like Wawa to people who love Wawa, like it is not the same. Sheets does not have that special place in our heart. It's like,
but Sheets does snack if you're drunk, it's late at night, they've got a big menu. It's not like you're going to be sad about it.
So, look at Ant. Ask Ant when somebody say, yo, red up, what that mean in New York? It's different. It's different.
What?
Depends. Like,
red up, does that mean like get in the car, get the guns? We're about to fucking do some shit. That's how my brain thinks. When I hear red up, it's like, get ready. Like, it's go time.
That's how I feel about people coming to my house.
Yeah.
I mean, that's common sense.
So different.
You can tell what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But there's urgency in red up.
It's urgency in that. So that's what I'm talking about. I love these. But
what does red up mean?
No, red up in the Western Pennsylvania means clean up. Like little like
clean up your house. There's urgency in that.
Like, to me it means like you know a lot about a subject.
They say red up.
Well read. Like,
when they say yins,
you're red up on the subject.
Yins is like you. Like y'all. Yeah. Yins is like y'all.
It's so funny because it doesn't seep outside of Pittsburgh. The Pittsburgh East, it's like no, we're not catching on to that, guys. That's just you. That's your thing. It's not a Pennsylvania thing. You guys can hack in.
But don't talk about Panera Brothers, which is the best sandwich anybody ever had.
You've had Panini's? Oh my gosh, yeah, with the fries on it and the coleslaw. Those are mad. That's some Pennsylvania special right there.
Different. Yeah, that shit different. Big suits. Actually, like, let's get off this shit, though. You know what I mean? We talking about the other shit. But, yo, I feel like I'm doing a lot of talking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I want to hit my shit, but I'm waiting for somebody else to say something. Mo said I was not giving bail. He don't want to talk. But say something heavy. Because I got a lot of questions.
I talked, but you came in.
Here's what we do actually in our voice chat. Sometimes because we're all big talker overs, we will mute everyone except for who's talking. And then no one can cut them off. Is that an option?
Miles would have the power and I don't trust him.
Like adults, and if somebody wants to talk, fucking just say it. I'll edit it out anyway because I have the all of the audio.
I like your hat though. Show me more. What's the front of it look like?
It's a Nike Golf.
It's very beautiful. If I was coming over to your house, I would steal that in a hot second.
Yo, I got a thing.
Does that happen to you?
And then shit like that. Like, yo, I just try to buy authentic fly hats because I'm an eBay seller now. You know, I'm retired.
You guys lose your shit to girls all the time when they come over.
Nah, nobody came over here, you know, because I'm going through a separation.
Nobody came over there. That's why you still have that pink hat. That's girl gold right there.
Let me tell you this. I'm about my mom.
I'm about after it. Babe, let me take a pic in your hat. I'm going to casually wear it the whole night and get drunk and then go home in it.
It matches my hole-in-one trophy, and I want it.
It don't happen like that over here, baby girl. I'm about to have money first. I tell you that. So
this shit tatted on my arm. This is Echo's hole in one trophy. She really did get a hole in one in her life. She is not a golfer, but she is very lucky.
You ain't shit.
I was really about to stop her.
Hundred percent. That's the ball. That's the real ball in there.
I'm looking at that shit kind of different.
We're talking 110 yards, people.
Don't tell them that. It's really small.
Put it away. What a slice.
Yeah, that's crazy. Echo, can we learn the story about that shit for my podcast, or you want to save it for your shit?
No, I'll tell you, because it was really easy. Like, I hit the ball, and it flew over a hill, and you couldn't even see where it landed. So me and, like, six people were scouring the woods for, like, an hour trying to find this ball, because not one of us thought that it could be in the hole, because it was me and I'm a shitty player. And then after so long, people were just getting so sick of looking for it. One guy was like, guys, Maybe you should check. I mean, yeah, it could have. Right now,
it's like, I thought this was a sex story. And I tried to like bring it back to the essence of what the fuck we were talking about. But this is an Echo sports story.
Yeah,
I'm an athlete.
This is a sports car.
You want to talk about sex porn?
You want to hear about a different kind of hole in one?
No, I just was
talking about different balls.
Because I got you on either front.
We've got all kinds of whole dialogue over here for you.
Of course.
Because we have so many of them.
Assorted whole dialogue.
Listen, I ain't shit. I'm trying to hear
about the whole one. Have you guys heard about the trifecta? Do you know what that is?
I'll tell you about Spider-Man.
Tell me. I dare you to tell me something I don't know about Peter Parker right fucking now.
Yo, you know what's crazy?
Roast me on some marble. I dare you. Try me.
Join your Discord and talk about this shit, but it's crazy. So I look at it like this, right? So Spider-Man is like when you are like you hitting something from the back, right? Kind of more like we're being safe, right? Kind of more.
So I mean, if you insist.
Let me help. Michael, get in possession.
Count them off. Count them off, right? Hey, right?
You nut in your hand. All right, moving forward. I'm comfortable now. You nut in your hand.
You nut in your hand. Wait, am I wearing protection? I need to know for this.
You're not wearing protection. So the dude nuts in his dominant hand. He taps you on with his non-dominant hand on your shoulder, right? The
dominant side, right?
On your dominant side, which is usually the case. When you look over your shoulder, Spider-Man, right in your face.
Oh, sorry. I took that way different direction.
An agreed upon facial is way hotter.
Nah. I don't really like cold cum touching me. It's like when it's warm, it feels great. But like when
cum, like you're really rubbing it between
like jelly.
Before
So how long you think it take cum to get warm?
As soon as the air touches seconds. It, it does not seconds. Stay warm for long.
Yeah. I know because I've eaten cold cum on more than
one. Yeah, I've tried to lick it off the surfaces and been like, ooh, that is not body temp anymore.
Oh, my mistake.
It's like eating cum jelly. I love it.
I've never considered the question.
Yeah. In all honesty, I want to say men often have never eaten cum.
Most of course not.
It's like your body makes
it. Okay, hang on. Question.
I mix my own cum all the time because I'm not a weirdo. I have a wet pussy and it's delicious.
Okay.
I just think men are pussies. I genuinely do. I think they have phobias of like looking like weird, but I think all men should at least try it.
So raise your hand if you've tasted your own cum.
I have. No pussy shit.
I taste my vagina even when I'm not coming, just to see what's up down there.
In all honesty, I actually, as a dominatrix, men eat their cum. So I'm like maybe being a little manipulative.
So, you never hit your shit before? I hit my shit before. I never like ate my shit. Like I hit my shit before. Like I would say.
Like, taste it off your finger, but you haven't had it on, like, a PBJ sandwich.
Or, let's say, in a bowl of cereal, or, like, in some pancakes.
What's the weirdest place or thing you ate cum of?
Me? I actually ate a cum popsicle before.
Yeah. That's, wow. Damn,
so much, yeah. For, like, frozen? Yeah. It wasn't, like, the greatest, believe it or not. It wasn't ideal. But I'm not a little bitch. That's the thing. It's like whenever they're like, "You gross," I'm like, "Yeah, you don't think half the shit that I do during sex is gross? I just don't care because I'm like horny."
No pussy shit. That's something we say on the roster all the time. No pussy shit. And so when we're afraid of something, that's NPS. What we say to ourselves.
NPS. NPS.
So what's the last shit you would skip? Patent. Go ahead, Mo.
No, I just said they should just patent that.
Yeah, no, I feel like patent is expensive. Yeah, like on some entrepreneur shit, like a lot of shit.
If you guys want to patent it, you can. Yeah, we'll still probably use it. Don't tell them I use it still. I don't know.
A lot of shit people be telling you to do on some podcast shit, on some entrepreneurial shit, that shit costs money. So it's like, yeah, what? Are we giving y'all this shit? Like to get.
Oh, you're saying your words cost money. We were saying like the things you need to do.
No, things you need to do. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Like, okay. Yeah. Honestly, especially when you're starting out, it's like all spending money and no getting money. And it's like you put in so much work. And it's like even when people like it, it's like, no, you don't understand how much work went into that.
You should like it 10 times more.
And that's my thing. It's like that's one of the things I admire y'all about. Like when I seen your rollout, I was like, yo, boom, they got a website, they doing this shit. Like they coming out with 3 posts a day. I was listening to the nasty shit, but I was looking at the work ethic. Like honestly, I was like, yo, damn, these bitches is on it. And then when I asked y'all to be on y'all show, y'all was like, yo, we're not really taking no guests right now. I know that was Echo. I already knew. So I was like, yeah, this is Echo because
she typed it, but I told her what to say.
You know, I said, yeah, if I had my face on this shit, you know what I mean? She might have been more a little different about it. But I had the logo.
Oh, on, you so think you're that like, good looking?
Yeah, that's what I think about me all the time, right? So
fair enough.
What I'm telling you. Like when I see that, I was like, yo, they work ethic is second to none. You know what I mean? Like, that's one thing I seen about y'all. And even though y'all was talking crazy, I was like, I love that. Because my shit is so heavy about things. And I was like, yo, these ladies got it.
It's really sad because a lot of times I feel like you do things that like people don't notice. So it feels really good to hear that.
So thank you. No, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to shoot y'all flowers. That's why I liked every one of your videos today on YouTube. I even commented one time. Yeah, I didn't say nothing back. I feel bad because I'm a narcissist.
Honestly, we don't use YouTube as much as we should. It's really sad. It's not that we didn't. We genuinely didn't see it yet. That's how sad it is. We don't use YouTube like hardly ever.
Yeah, to me, like this hour right now, one of my our biggest shows because I'm like, yo, these are like premier people. Like, I heard you say, "Hey Marie," one time. I call you A. Marie. I make that name up for you. So enjoy it, right? So I'm telling you this. I heard you say this one time. Well, maybe it was both of y'all. It was like, yo, what is our hardest hitting shows? And you were like, yo, people want to talk about oral sex. And then y'all just went in on that. And it was like, I know, yes, like our biggest show is podcast wise, 3,000 listens. You looking at that like, what? 3,000 listens. We got more love on YouTube. But when you say, yo, I know your shit is probably like 10,000, 20,000, 30, 40, 50,000. Your shit's going crazy.
No. In all honesty, though, those metrics are so fun to look at because, like, it shows you those breakdowns where it's like how many of them are men, how many are female, how old they are, and whatever. I honestly am so fascinated by that kind of information because it really is like we're just reaching so many different kinds of people than we ever anticipated when we started the show.
We thought like maybe just the people in our town would listen and they wouldn't really give a shit. They'd just do it to make fun of us. So,
what's your biggest dream? I'm sorry, Mo. What's your biggest dream?
Our biggest episode is
Pussy. Dream, right?
Stream.
Oh, okay. So we don't do streams, but our biggest episode is definitely Pussy Looking for Dummies. Our first episode, of course, has the most listens, but if you measure it like versus time that it's been out, Pussy Looking for Dummies is easily exceeding every other episode.
So. And those, it's so funny, those titles.
Clicky. Really,
how it matters. Titles matter. So it's like if my title makes you horny, you're going to watch.
No, but I'm saying like so Pussy Looking for Dummies 100,000 200,000
listen, we can't tell you that information.
No, I'm just asking for the number. I'm not asking for the money. I'm asking for the number.
Yes, asking for the number. 1 million. 1 million's our number.
Nice. Yo, listen, girls, you're not gonna hit me with that Pennsylvania shit like acting like I'm not.
You're putting us on live in public trying to get us to put our numbers up there.
Okay.
1 million.
I know. I figured that shit for that one episode. Yeah, I listened to that episode. I learned like
honestly, pussy and skills. Really, I think the biggest thing that really impresses me is less the amount of people that listen, but the people that continue to listen.
Yeah.
The people that carry through. Those are our home dogs. Those people, the ones that message us all the time, the ones that like. Are all about our episodes. I could care less if there's 4 million of you listening to my episode, as long as those guys stick around, because those people fucking matter.
And you'll see that number fluctuate a lot. Like, we have a predictor that will tell us, like, how many people are predicted to listen to our next episode. And it depends on what you're doing. Like, if we're doing a certain promo or we're pushing our name out there in a certain forum, then we see those numbers rise. And so you really see the amount of effort directly correlates to the amount of listens and attention that you get. And you're not always going to get to like 100% level. Like some people are lucky, some people get lucky breaks, but the harder you work, the better it gets.
One of the things too we struggled with when we first started was like trying to compare ourselves to others, because a lot of those like larger podcasts, like for example, Call Her Daddy had like 3 episodes out, maybe 2 before they got scooped up, you know? And it's like, you compare yourself to that and you're like, am I doing a bad job? But the thing is, those people had a social media following prior to starting their podcast. we start from scratch. We had nothing. And, you know, until like there's a lot of appreciation that goes into that grind that got us at least to where we're at. And I think like the grind that we're still on to get us somewhere even further from this. But it's like, it's hard work. It's genuinely hard work. People don't understand how hard it is.
Yeah, wow. I didn't think y'all was so smart, but go ahead.
So you guys were talking about how you can see the different, you know, the statistics where it's like males and females. I don't know if you're comfortable talking about this, but do you see more men watching this show or more women?
It usually balances between a 60-40 to a 50-50 split.
It depends on what you're looking at. It's like whenever we look at metrics shorter term, it's more women for some reason. So the women are quicker to listen. But over time, it's usually more 50-50 between men and women.
James has asked a question, and I think this is going to be a good icebreaker. James, I suggest you go on these girls' podcasts because that's all the only thing they talk about. But
what's the best listening? The kind that makes you come.
No, it really depends on every woman, but you really need to make sure that you're going side to side and up and down. Find out what she reacts to the best and then stick with it.
So I've come to know just off my experience, like this, the flaps of your, like, just like you was doing, Echo, like those flaps where you go like this, like those are like boundaries and they matter.
Yeah, honestly, one of the things I
put it up to the pussy.
I always feel like if you ask while you're doing it, because some women aren't comfortable saying, like, hey, go a little to the left. But if you're like, do you need me to move to the left or right? Where am I at? Like, especially in the kind of world that we live in right now, women don't feel as comfortable being like, yo, that doesn't feel good. But I've had a guy be like, hey, no, not like that. Do it like this. And then we're both having a great time. Coaching helps.
Coaching. So I don't know how much time y'all got left, but if y'all want to do like last word right now, I'm good with that.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
All right. So you want to go first, Echo, since you want to speak first?
I don't know what that means, last words.
So why would you say it's a good idea? You know what I mean? That's the shit you be doing?
Oh, just like our show?
No, just like anybody got like, so I would ask my co-host if they had any questions for y'all and if you got any questions for us. Like, that's the last, last word is like a literal term.
I'm not trying to. I want to hear Aunt ask at least one question. Don't put your lips
like that to me.
Wait, I want to hear Aunt ask at least one question.
Ooh, Aunt, she said you was silent.
No, I think like she wasn't intentionally silent. I just think there are a lot of big talkers in the room. It just happens sometimes for smaller talkers.
He also said he wasn't feeling as well to talk as much.
Sorry, Aunt, you're not feeling as well. Okay. Yeah. Aunt, talk, please.
Is there anything you want to ask Aunt?
That's what she's saying.
Nah.
So you wasn't talking heavy.
I wasn't talking heavy. I was letting y'all talk.
So talk.
Yeah, I want y'all to talk. I think
the
listeners want to hear from you guys
more. Nah, not the listeners. Nah, they want to hear from you. Since they're asking you, what do you want to say? That was her question. She said, yo, Aunt, I feel like you ain't say shit.
Yeah, I'm just chilling. I'm kind of tired. I've been working all day.
All right, so nothing from Aunt. Go ahead, Mo.
I don't have any questions. All I can say is I really appreciate you guys coming on the show today. And
it's been
so much fun. I'm usually a little bit more out of my shell, but you know, I just let you guys talk and you know.
I
will say that Miles was definitely happy that you guys came on the show too.
He always
was very excited.
I have nothing to say. Yo, so I have something to say. I go last.
I got something to say then.
No, all right, go in Alibi.
Yeah, I'm happy you guys came to the show too. I think that you guys quiet Mo. You had them a little quiet today.
Mo and you, and like not don't say Mo and you, don't put it on Mo.
Sometimes when I was
talking,
I was getting cut off, so it was like
once the blood flows to the dick, they're like, I'm real quiet. Yeah, they're just sliding boners. I believe it.
That's why I'm gonna go last because I gotta redeem this shit.
I think they should have talked more. I think you were trying to control them a little bit. They were trying to take over the show. I think you should have let them take over the show for like a little bit. Then
I feel like anybody could have said anything. Let me talk about that. All right, it's me. Right.
I never want to take over.
I feel like the show was a success, but it's my fault. So, anyway, ladies, I guess like whatever you guys want to ask. I'm doing like my son. What up? Like, y'all want to ask me some shit? Because I got questions, of course.
You can go.
That's what we should have said. Ladies first.
Nah, I mean, I go last.
I don't really have questions. Like really.
Yeah.
I feel like we're all just chilling.
We chilling.
Right. You guys high? My question is, are you guys high? And if you're not, when's the next time you plan to be?
So, like, me... Like,
none of you said split. To me, that's weed and tobacco.
I'm weed and tobacco.
Right, so he's high. Yeah. This guy, Ant's definitely high. He looks high as hell. You high as hell. No?
High on life.
Damn.
I feel like y'all just started smoking though. I feel like that's like some new shit I learned from y'all shit. Like, yo, how you fuck with the vape though? The vape kind of like fuck with your shit.
Weed, it's one of many kinds of weed that go into my body. Okay? But very easy to do when you're on like a video.
Oh, okay. I could dig
you don't got prep or like a, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to bust out a dab rig right now or roll up a fucking bud.
So we talking weed talk. Echo talk about you. Some ghetto ass shit. Some white people ghetto shit. That had she had me in my bag. And it was the edible. The homemade edible with the graham cracker and the fucking chip.
Oh.
I was like, yo, say it again. I got an extra stream for me off that. I was like, yo, she said she made that shit. She said, put the.
I need you to Google it because people think that we're just fucking crazy when we say it. Because that's what I, as a weed smoker, thought when someone told me this.
Yo, you need to do that shit on TikTok because I still don't get that shit.
Let me just give you guys the rundown. So you take the weed and you grind it up.
Questions after that. We're good.
You grind up the weed and you. I use like maybe not even an eighth of the weed, if that makes difference.
Makes sense. Yeah. Go ahead.
So and I made probably six of these or six to eight of them. But anyways, I ground it up. Then you bake it really low heat, like 200, maybe 250 for like 15 minutes. That decarbs the weed. I have no idea what that means, but it starts to get the THC coming out. Then you take that and you sprinkle it on top of a graham cracker with peanut butter on it. And the peanut butter has fat, which I know is really essential to the wheat. Yeah. So the more peanut butter, the better. And you want to like almost mix those two up in there with a toothpick or something.
Yes.
Then I, on the other side, Nutella. That's the shit.
Okay.
Or wheat, chocolate chips.
That's your personal recipe. Could you? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so then you put them together like a sandwich, like a s'more, and wrap them in foil. And you put them back in the oven, 350 this time, for like 20 minutes. And when these suckers come out, it's an edible. And it's like crazy because people are like, well, would you just make butter? But like, I don't have the time for that. I'm not trying to do all that. Yeah, I would. And sometimes I will make an edible. But like, if I'm in a pinch, I'm in a hurry, I want to make some firecrackers with my best friend, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, that's some shit I would try. Like, making butter, you could fuck your whole weed up trying to do that shit.
Yeah, the firecrackers thing, it's like, I was really skeptical when I heard about it because I was like, how does that even work? Like the but I've literally had some firecrackers that were so good I felt like I was tripping and like I was genuinely like out of my mind high. So I'm a believer of the firecracker at this point. Firm believer.
So let me ask my other question. When's the last time you like where's the furthest you travel out of area in the past 6 months? I mean, you go to the NBA game, so Echo, not that's not for you. That's for Avery. Because Echo probably be all over.
I live in Pennsylvania, but my boyfriend lives in Texas. Huh? My boyfriend lives in Austin, Texas, and I live in Erie, Pennsylvania. So I actually travel a lot. I go back and forth.
You know, that's my favorite city.
Austin, it's amazing. Austin's like a baby yellow.
Lone Star Bears. I was in Killeen, Texas. Us in Texas. Somewhere no one can find you. Because Killeen is right next to it. And I was in Killeen for like a I was in Killeen last year for like 3 months. Killeen is right next to Austin.
I actually thought I would hate it just because, like, I always think, like redneck when I think Texas, you know what I'm saying? But Austin is really modern and, like, hip and not super. And so, like, I actually really liked it.
Austin is weird. And you got to fuck with Rainy Street. Rainy's better than anything. Yeah, you been to Rainy before?
No, I don't know.
Ask your man about that. And tell him.
She'll go. I will.
Ask him. Tell him. All right. So I think that was my last question. And I might have some personal questions, but damn, I don't got a Patreon, so I can't say that. But I ain't got a question.
You had a story where you two went to a house and everywhere was hot, but one room with the bed and the AC in it. Can we get that story?
Okay. We were all underage. Everybody was super, super underage. And the party that we were at shared a parking lot with the police station. We were on like a college campus. So it was like anything you did, the cops were there. And usually we were on the second story, so they left us alone. But they moved apartments down to the bottom story. And it's the first party they threw downstairs. So everybody is drunk off their ass. Most of us were underage. And the cops knocked on the door because we were being loud. And so everybody turned off all the lights and ran into the bedrooms like little babies. And we all hid. And we were in there. Nobody was allowed to talk. Everybody, I just remember all the like dudes were like, stop it. Don't say anything. And so eventually I was like, guys, I'm going to go get some alcohol. I'm getting a DUI. I'm definitely going to be drunk when I get the DUI. Like, that's for sure. And the guy that I was talking to and being sassy to was like, well, why don't you just go outside then if you're so hardcore? I was like, fine, I'll go smoke a cigarette right outside. So I went outside and there was no cops out there, but I just remember feeling so badass because I was like 19 and I was like, I'm not even afraid of the police. I'm drunk. I'm just right out here.
What school was that at?
Edinburgh, it's like pretty close to us.
Nah, that's not the story I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
No, a different story. Oh, God, we go to a lot of parties.
It was hot. It was two guys, two girls. You the two girls.
Oh, the foursome. The foursome party. Yeah, no, you should tell this story because you were so in tune to what was going on.
Echo didn't know what was going on.
I thought, what was your perception?
This was a tough night for me in retrospect. But I invited Amory to come with me to this guy's like birthday party, and we showed up, and it was just him and his roommate. And so the four of us just hung out like the whole night getting drunk and whatever. And then we ended up all four laying on the bed, like the opposite way of what you normally would. And we're watching
the movie. Like in the line, like sardines.
Yeah, like sardines. We're watching a movie. Yeah, and the guy I was with was making out with me, pull my titty out, pinch my nipple again, go into town. And then he got up and he went to go like roll a blunt or a joint, and his roommate got up and like looked directly at my nipple, and I thought it was kind of weird. I was like, that's weird that he looked. I don't know why he's doing that. And then a few minutes later, I look over and Amory is sucking that guy's dick enthusiastically. I was like, good girl, get it. I love this. She's having a great night. So then I'm like, to my guy, let's go back to your room, right? So they can enjoy themselves. We should leave immediately. And so he was like, no, right? We're staying. Don't you want to? And so I was like, no, let's go to your room. So we did, and I gave him an amazing blowjob. I have video proof, and it was sick. And
send that to me. We watch porno.
All right, I'll send it to you. But anyway, she in the morning, we were talking. I came out of my room. Everyone's in the kitchen. And I made like a joke, like, haha, how funny would it have been if we had all fucked last night and had a foursome? That's hilarious. And they all looked at me like they wanted to kill me.
Because listen, guys, from our perspective, from literally every
those other people,
the one guy's birthday, he was like, I've never had a foursome before. He said this five or six times during the beginning of the night. So I was like, oh, Echo invited me here because I'm supposed to do a foursome with her. She just didn't tell me. Okay, okay. He kept mentioning that he'd never had a foursome. So I was like, okay, okay. Then we're all making out, and the guy that was next
to
me whips his dick out. So I was like, okay, this is when it starts. We're starting now. And then Echo left. I was like, oh, I like really misread the room. And then in the morning, they were like, no, we were reading that same vibe too. It was really just Echo. I was like, oh, cool. And then she came out. I was like, wouldn't it be funny if we all had a
First I said, oh. Then I said, okay. But listen, that made me. Go ahead, Aaron.
See, that leads up to my question. Did he get his birthday present?
His birthday present was a foursome. No, no, I fucked it up.
I fucked it up. No, he never got it.
She fucked it up. Nah.
We could have done it the next morning. We could have. Actually, that's my bad, too. I should have proposed that. But actually, to be honest, his best friend and I, we weren't really like a vibe. It was like I let him fuck my throat because I'm a champ. But like I wasn't trying to do it a second time. You know, like I did that for Echo and I did it for the other guy's birthday. It was a gift for the group.
I respect you, champ. I respect you, champ. Hey, champ, let me ask you a question, champ. So the best question I heard tonight, but it wasn't really a question set tonight. And if the person that spit the question want to talk while I start saying they could cut me off, it's like, what's the quickest that you went from no sex to sex from somebody?
Like with a guy? Like
yeah,
starting?
So it's like, where it's like you chilling and then you like, yo, damn. This shit about to have
I know ours is probably so
funny. Yo, that was a question. For, I was like, yo, hit them with that because that's a good question. That would have gave us 30 minutes of damn dialogue.
Let's go.
Okay, yeah.
I would say at least 5 minutes.
Yeah, I invited a guy to come over from Tinder. I thought he was cute. And it turns out he didn't speak a ton of English. He came into my house and he said hello. And, you know, we said, like, how are you? You know, you having a good day. And then he just, like, came up to me and started kissing me. So then we had sex.
That was their first meet.
Damn. I was about to talk about spring break and shit, but nothing beats the Wiz. Like, nothing beats that shit. Like, I remember, like, so I'll give you guys a story. And
yeah, one story or two stories.
I'll give you one story, but you can go first if you want to.
I want you to go.
All right, so spring break, it's like.
MB wasn't there.
Nah, you was there.
I was there.
So Aaron and I used to do spring break every fucking year, like, together. Because it was crazy. Because, like, he was in college. I wasn't in college, but it was, like, I was working, so I had money. So, and when you, like, East Coast spring break and West Coast spring break is way different. Right. So I went to East Coast, like West Coast girls. It's they almost like, yeah, I would say no shade to West Coast girls. But like if your game is tight and like they going to test your shit and it's like, yo, like they going to be on it and I could talk. So it's like, yo, I'm just rocking it crazy. And I think it was Acapulco, Cancun first time.
Acapulco.
We was in Acapulco. And then like. Coming down the elevator from doing my thing. Then I see the next joint in the elevator. I'm like, yo, where you going? And she's like, yo, where we going? I'm like, yo, to the top. That's my story.
We smashed them both. Honestly, actually, very recently, Akko and I gave ourselves each an award for, like, having a guy come in us, getting on an airplane, and then having another guy come in us.
Damn, that's some
dope. So, like, it was like, I carried cum across the line.
Oh, shit.
And got another one in there.
I feel like that's illegal.
That's illegal. That's birth control shit? Like, damn.
Sometimes you just gotta get it in. It's timing. It's all about timing.
So yeah, my hot club.
The jet lag doesn't affect a pussy though. You know, if you're horny,
I'm not in the my hot club. You in the my hot club?
No.
I've masturbated on an airplane, but I've never had sex on an airplane. But not because I wouldn't, because I'm always with or next to men who are really huge pussies.
You tried though. You was like, oh.
I'm like, yo, let's go in the back. And they're like, stop. Emery, stop. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to rub one out then. If that's very cool. Like, I'm in it right here if that's
fine. Time out. You've asked the dude to go to the bathroom in the airplane. He told you no?
Well, yeah, unfortunately, it was just mostly out of fear. Like I said, I really hang out with pussies, or I did prior to my current life. So I have a lot of experiences where a man's fear would hold me back from, say, joining the Maha
Club. Does getting head on the plane count?
Nah, that's in the Maha Club. Is you gotta fuck.
Damn. I'm not in it.
So, have any of you, none of you have then?
My hot club, no.
All right.
Never.
Well, that's a goal for us all then.
It is. I'll call you when I get it.
All right, I'll call you.
Let's just be on the same flight. You ask me some shit like that, I'm like, I at least want to look. You know what I mean?
Just buy me the ticket, I'll be there.
It's the same shit. It happened to me too. Yo, son, you know what I took down. And we ain't going to talk about that, son. Like, yeah, that I put the numbers in them in Acapulco. That's what I'm saying. Was it Cancun or Acapulco? No,
you put the numbers in Cancun. That didn't happen.
Yeah, you say Acapulco. I'm thinking Cancun. I don't remember something. Like, we went to Spring Break Grand Towns.
Same as that thing.
Same thing. Yeah.
I mean, Acapulco.
Yeah.
You was Cancun.
Right. Yeah. So
you won in...
Listen, guys. I think maybe it sounds like you need to revisit both places.
Hey.
Get wild again.
But I his story because he didn't talk this whole goddamn show. But then y'all can go because I know these girls are tired. They want to do some other shit. They got an Uber driver or some shit waiting.
We actually have to record our own show after this.
Oh, yeah. Well, y'all about to go on after?
Yeah.
All
right. I just want to be your first guest when y'all come on. When y'all inviting guests, Echo told me, no, we're not booking guests for 6 months. I said, what the fuck is this bitch talking about? But I get it.
Honestly, though, people, our listeners actually complain to us when we have guest episodes because it's such a different vibe compared to us, like, entering. You know, it's like a way more interviewing vibe.
Yeah, because y'all not really hearing Mo, but the shit that me and Mo talk about when it's just us two. I definitely, especially the early times, like, we're incubating in our space. So I definitely get what you're saying. But we want to hit end story.
It's a different vibe. And so, like, if we do it too often, we really genuinely hear about it from people. They're like, cool, but I actually hate the guest episodes. I'm like, but I was so excited to do that.
We had a lot of fun.
Yeah, I hate you.
You guys just got to do what's best for you, too. I mean, I know that. You want to do for the fans, but you know.
I mean, you have to be prepared to expose yourself if you're coming on our show as well, like really vulnerably.
We've had some pussies on.
Not the kid. I listen to y'all. That's why I tell y'all. Say, yo, if y'all want to come in, if y'all want me to validate my team for me coming on, let's do it. But I think that, like, you know what I mean. I could sing and dance on y'all shit and definitely do what the fuck I gotta do. But, and you wanna tell your story or?
Yeah, if I get a chance.
Go ahead, my fault.
So I went to a Ludacris concert. I have one of my friends, he's very cool with him. So I was like on stage and everything. And I kind of was like feeling myself, you know? So we partied and everything. So after the party, everybody's leaving. So we walk into the bathroom, we in a casino. We was in Connecticut. Casino, Connecticut. And I see one of my friends walking with two girls. So I run up to him, you know, started talking to the other girl that he wasn't talking to. We were talking for like maybe 2 minutes. They had to go to the bathroom. I had to go to the bathroom too. So he was like, yo, y'all come in the boys' bathroom, the guys' bathroom, the men's bathroom.
Hey.
Right? They was with it. Okay. So I went in the store with her. She peed. I peed. And I'm like, what I said wasn't, I was like, let me get that. It's kind of, she was like, what? I said, I got a condom and everything. What's up? And she was like, okay.
That's smooth. I would have been like, okay.
Did you lick her pussy?
Nah. She said it from the back and that was it.
Yo. You, like, honestly, that's most girls don't get their pussy licked like
Yeah,
that.
In a bathroom stall?
In a bathroom stall?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting my pussy licked in a bathroom stall. I mean, am I your dick in me?
Unless you can make me orgasm from just penetration. It's just very rare.
No, you echo.
I'm trying to get an orgasm too. I'm not just trying to take someone's busted nut into inside of myself without it happening for me as well.
So?
Wait, listen, I got someone's dick in a parking garage before, and that's what that reminded me of. One time I was in a parking garage with a guy, and he was like, I have to piss. And I said, can I hold it?
Because I have to pee right now. I really have to leave the screen. You guys talking about peeing, it's making it way worse for me.
Yeah, we should say goodbye when she gets back. But I'll finish telling you.
That fly. That's fly. Girl said that shit to me. That's just some other shit.
I said, can I hold it? And he said, sure. So I legit, in a parking garage, held his dick while he peed.
Did you suck it up though?
Yeah.
He tried desperately. He was like, girl, let me take you back to my house. I'll make you a salad with a little raspberry vinaigrette. You're going to love it. And I was like, beyond drunk. I wasn't, after I held, I just wanted to hold his dick. I wanted to know what it was like to hold a dick when it was peeing. I just really didn't think about it being sexual at the time.
That's funny.
Yo, I feel you.
So that poor guy. I actually once got drunk and messaged him on Facebook to let him know, hey, a few years ago, I held your dick in a parking garage while you peed.
You hit him with a throwback callback?
Do you remember?
Wow.
He's married now. He's a real estate agent. So.
He's like, no, but I'm married.
He's like, so yeah, I remember that. Actually, it's good. Something you don't really forget as a person.
Nah, that's flat though. Nah, I love that. That's really honest. If you don't have anything of us, we're gonna let y'all go, man. We took like an hour and a half of your time.
Thanks for having us. We loved hanging out with you guys.
I can't talk for my co-host or nobody else saying, but I feel like we need to make the show whenever y'all get a chance, even if it's quarterly. I feel like we can do that. You know what I mean? Because I feel like I can talk heavy. We can talk heavy on anything y'all want to talk about. And this is like a non-scripted, just me fucking hopping in y'all DMs like, yo, we need you on the show, you motherfuckers. Talking about 6 months. Fuck that. On April 6th, bitches, the fuck is up with that? And I respect that. So again, I appreciate y'all, man. I appreciate y'all time. Thank you.
The dog trying to get some.
Yeah, he's got a huge wiener too for a dog. I'm not even. It takes up like 50% of his full lower body.
Yeah, this one guy I have sex with, he refers to him as the big dick rat.
So. Dude, so like, you big dick dude fuck, handle your dog?
Mm-hmm.
Dudes, you fuckers just handle your dog?
No, he doesn't handle it. It's just like, it's that big, it's out. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody's missing this. He'll sprawl it out. Like, he throws his leg out. He's like, what's up? Look at my little dick.
So now you got me on my conspiracy thought. So you live an hour and a half from Echo. Right? You just bring
an hour, like 40 minutes.
So you live 40 minutes from Echo. You just bring your dog shit to shit.
Oh yeah, he goes everywhere. He has a backpack. He's got a space backpack. It looks like a little spaceship, and he rides around on my back, and he goes to work with me every day.
So a dude could know you.
Really? Are you serious?
A dude could know you from Echo's house, and did like that's your crib with your dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, she watches him sometimes for me too if I'm traveling. So sometimes she'll be here and he'll be here and I won't even be here.
Damn. Dope.
Yeah.
Ladies, I love y'all. Thank y'all for coming on.
Thank you.
I owe you one. I'm going to say I owe you one. If Mocha say he owe you one, that's on him. But on behalf of me,
thank you guys.
Play myself show, I owe y'all
as one. Long as by one you mean oral, I'm in.
This motherfucker. Yo, I owe y'all one. I owe y'all one. And yo, if it come to content,
he said it. Sorry, you guys heard him. He said he owed us one. In one week's world. That was the rules for that episode.
It's a,
Thank you guys for inviting us.
Now y'all about to be me. I'm about to hit you with one more thing because I got to have the last word. If you got a foursome, right? And then with four people, it's a foursome. Three people, it's a threesome. Two people, it's a twosome. And then Shorty said, I wonder why they call men handsome. Think about that. Yeah. All right. Love y'all. Thank you, girls.
Bye. Good night. Thanks for having us. Yeah. I don't know how to slide.
No, I got this. I'm going to take this off. I let this play.
We still live?
No, we still live. Hold on. I got to let this play for 15 seconds. I can do my thanks for watching. Got. When it comes on there, we go.
Okay.
Ging.
It lags.
No, it lags. That's what I'm saying. Like when it comes in there, that's 15 seconds. Yeah. Nah, she just gave me that. Nah, those are my girls, man. Like I love that shit. Oh, we're about to finish it right now.
That was cool.